Good evening, those seated in the audience. It's been, as you heard, over a year since we've been back, almost a year to the date. So good to see you all back here. And I want to welcome our commissioners back to in person, and with a special welcome to our new commissioners, Commissioner Motamedi, Commissioner Sue, and Commissioner Wiseworth Ward. Welcome. You will be spending many hours in this room. Welcome to your home away from home. Tonight, I will start with a couple of bright spots and celebrations. Please join me in congratulating the Ruth Asawa School of the Arts mock trial team for placing second in the state at the Constitutional Rights Foundation California State Finals. The competition took place last Thursday through Sunday with teams from 36 California counties. The Ruth Asawa team argued the fictional case of the People versus Kobe before California Appellate Justice Stephen Perrin. This accomplishment is a tribute to the incredible work of the entire team under the leadership of head coach Clifford Yin. Great job, everyone. Also, students at Aptus Middle School are getting hands-on learning experiences through project-based learning programs in STEAM, science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. Through elective courses, students have the opportunity to learn about indoor vertical gardening and sustainability and making 3D printing projects. Aptus is located in the western portion of San Francisco, where the climate tends to be a bit colder, so gardening indoors helps students get the hands-on experience. They take soil samples and measure the pH and learn which seeds adapt well with the environment. They even have the opportunity to take plants and materials home with them to garden at home, which the teacher Yesenia Castro Mitchell says is great for equity, so all students in the program can have plants to take care of at home. Students are even decorating their classroom with murals highlighting aspects of STEAM and STEAM careers. I'm also pleased to announce that we have agreed on a draft calendar with our labor partners and in consultation with our Parent Advisory Council. Families and our community partners can find a copy of the draft calendar for the 22-23 school year on our website, and we will ask our board to approve the calendar at our next regular meeting on April 12th. Families who applied for school during the main round, October 22nd, through February 7th, you will be mailed your student school assignment to your mailing address this week. Families can also see their letter by logging into ParentView and looking at the Documents tab beginning next week. If families need help to accept or decline their school assignment, they can attend our enrollment workshops, and you can find those at bit.ly/EPC-workshop. Once again, that's bit.ly/EPC-workshop. LGBTQ Student Services is partnering with the SFUSD Parent Advisory Council, Somos Familia, and the Chinese Progressive Association to provide LGBTQ plus workshops for SFUSD caregivers and families. Come learn and ask questions about the basics of LGBTQIA plus identities, as well as how health education supports inclusive learning environments across all grades in SFUSD. Workshops will take place April 4th, 5th, and 6th on Zoom. Register for the workshops at bit.ly/SFUSD-LGBTQ101. All San Francisco Unified Schools will be closed March 28th, which is next week, March 28th through April 1st for spring break and Cesar Chavez Day. And finally, our health and safety update. Aligned with local and state public health guidance, masking is now strongly recommended but not required at San Francisco Unified middle and high schools and at central office work sites. Starting April 2nd, 2022, masking will be strongly recommended but not required at all district schools and work sites, including pre-kindergarten, transitional kindergarten, elementary, and K-8 schools. You can find the latest masking information on our website. And finally, Rapid home test kits. Each student and staff member has now been allocated 2 test kits. Communication has been shared with school sites that include directions for families and staff to use 1 test kit prior to returning from spring break or on an extended time off. We have provided multilingual instructions for use, and those should be distributed with the test kits. And also, you can find this information on our district website. President Lamb, that ends my announcements for this evening.